Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike's on. He's ready to go.
On the Fan.
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on. Mike's on.
He'll get you the sports any way that he can. It's Mike Francisco.
From the studios of WFAN, this is Mike's On, Francesa on the Fan on this Thursday, a beautiful day, the fourth day of October. The calm before the storm as the Yankees dispose of the A's as everyone hoped they would in the one game wild card, and now it's on to bigger and better things against the Red Sox. The series that everyone hoped and prayed for all year, the series that everyone had to have this year, and you could tell last night, and having been in that stadium a million times for playoff games, dating back for years and years and generations, you could tell that that was about anticipation last night. That was about going there to get this game out of the way and bring on the main event. And now the main event is upon us, and it will begin tomorrow in Fenway Park. So, I mean, really, from that standpoint, that's what it was about. It was a New York night last night. It felt like an October night last night. You had a star-studded crowd. You had, you know, a lot of, you know, people in the stands. You know, Joe Torre was, you know, on one side of me. Rudy's on the other side. I mean, so it felt like an old-time, Yankee night last night. The crowd was, you know, they were jammed into the stadium. It was the biggest crowd I ever saw in the stadium last night. It didn't leave early. It was a big crowd. The stadium seemed, you know, sometimes it doesn't seem packed all the time anymore, even in big spots, but it was last night. And it was loud last night. Now, it got loud last year in the playoffs, to be fair. It really did. It really got loud in last year's wild card game when the Yankees got behind, and then it really carried the rest of the playoffs. But it was loud again last night, and it will be really loud when the Red Sox come to town. You know what? Let's be honest. Boone had a great day. He had a great night. Everything he planned worked. Everything he went to worked. Every move he made worked. He wanted Severino. He called for Severino. It worked. He backed Sanchez. Sanchez did his job. You know what? How many calls have I taken in the last month about fans who didn't want Sanchez anywhere near that game, predicting that it would be a disaster? Last night, a couple of big spots, ball was thrown in the dirt. You know, with 0-2 counts, 1-2 counts, Sanchez blocked everything last night. Now, he didn't hit. And he bounced into a soft double play his first time up. He didn't do anything with the bat. The Yankees didn't do all that much with the bat last night. Judge was on his game from start to finish last night. I mean, you could just see it. I mean, in every way, you can see, you know, that Judge is right now the guy. I mean, there's not even a debate anymore about the guy. It's not even a question. He is so much the guy, it's ridiculous. And he's become one of the best, you know, all-around players in baseball, from his defense to everything else. I mean, his arm, his power, you know, in every way, he just sets the tone. You just check off the list. He started Severino, check. He went with Sanchez, check. He brought Betances in with guys on base early in the game. I'm like, really? Betances now with guys on base? I was very surprised by that. Worked out. Now, the A's didn't, give him credit. Maybe he thought the A's, who do not like to sacrifice, do not like to bunt a lot, do not like to run a lot, which is, against the tenants they play with, you know, they didn't do anything. They did not challenge him. I would have put a bunt down on him so fast, his eyes would have spun. But he gets out of the inning. They go about their business. He puts in Echeverria for Echeverria for defense. He makes an amazing play. So went to him early, too. I mean, they got to be, you know, you got to wonder how early you're going to take him out of the game. Took him out of the game early last night, but he made a, you know, a stellar play. So every move he made last night worked. All right, one reliever comes in and gives up a homer. Again, those guys in that pen are not solid gold right now. They are not. They are names, but they're not solid gold. And until you see that they really are, you're going to have a little bit of hesitancy. But on the other side, I think, on the Boston side, they got more than a little hesitancy when it comes to that bullpen. And to me, that bullpen, Sale, whether he can give them innings, and the bullpen is really the Achilles for this team. Now, they are going to do what an Oakland didn't do. They are going to make the Yankees throw the ball. They are going to make the Yankees throw them out on the base paths. That, because they embarrassed the Yankees with their running game, they're going to go right back to that running game. So that's going to be very much a big part of the what happens early in that series, because it was so much a part of what happened when they embarrassed the Yankees in that sweep up there. I mean, they just ran them right out of the building in every way. And I thought the A's would show a little of that last night, and they didn't. And, you know, they really weren't doing anything. So I thought for sure they would go that route, and nothing. Stanton, of course, hit his home run when it meant nothing, but hey, you know, whatever, you know. All right, Mons told me I covered the over, so maybe it did have some. Maybe it did help some people out last night. So from that standpoint, but that, you know, that seems to be something we see a lot of. You need those a little more in the body of the game. But from that standpoint, listen, it was a fairly easy night. It was a fairly comfortable night. The opener, which everyone made such a big deal out of, didn't work out for them. You know, they got behind early. Judge puts his stamp on it right from the start. You know, he hadn't shown a lot of power since he comes back, and boom, right off the start. He had a terrific game last night in every way. You know, Voit gives him, and Voit, I'm telling you, Voit lights that place up. He lights up the bench. He plays to the bench more than anything else. I know the crowd gets into it too, but he plays to the bench. And the bench just goes wacky with him. They just go crazy. And he's, you know, he really does fire up the team. And I was thinking, as he goes around to third base, now the first time I saw that, I thought the right fielder should have caught it while I was watching it at the game. Then when I got home and got a chance to see the replay, I don't really think he should have caught it. So I thought first that he should have, and then I don't think he should have. But when he got into third base there, I mean, I was thinking, imagine what Bird's thinking right now is this guy comes out of nowhere, comes here in a trade for Shreve, goes back to the minor leagues. Now he's batting fifth, and he's clearing the bases with triples and jumping up and down on third base, scoring, you know, on, you know, in front of a, you know, a tag at the plate, going crazy, pounding and his fist jumping up and down. And, you know, right now he's putting a lot of life into the team. There's no question about it. So the Yankees get a very matter-of-fact, comfortable, with a better team kind of win against the A's last night, and now get ready for the main event. Now that's over, okay? Hey, it's a good win. It's an important win. To me, they had to get past that game. They did. Now you're into the deep part of the pool. No matter where you are in the American League, you're in the deep part of the pool. If you're in Cleveland, if you're in Houston, if you're in Boston, if you're in New York, you're talking about four heavyweight contenders. You're talking about four major baseball teams with loads of talent, plenty of weapons, you know, really everything you could ask for. Starting pitchers, big guys coming out of the pen with big arms, power, terrific hitters, all-around players like Judge and Betts and guys like that. I mean, so you have Sale. I mean, you have so much going on right now. You got two classic series, and two teams are going to survive that, and then they're going to put another one, and then they're going to play against an underdog, whom no matter who the National League produces. And that doesn't mean that team can't win, because we've seen that a million times. They can. But worry about that when it happens. First comes the main event, which will begin up in Boston, and we got a little time to fool around with that. Busy show today, really busy show tomorrow, as you would expect, jam-packed both days about this stuff. We'll get you to all the press conferences. We'll get you all the information. We'll get you everybody on. Tomorrow will be a Football Friday, and we'll do all the other stuff, too. We'll have a lot of working on a lot of guests tomorrow, like you would expect. I hope to have A-Rod tomorrow on the series, and Simmons and I already started, you know, giving each other a hard time, so I'll try and see if I can get him up tomorrow to fight with me about the Red Sox, you know, because I already started on him. Hey, the Red Sox are going to be tight in this series. There's no question. They, after the classic year they had, they have to win this series. It would leave such a bitter taste if they don't, and they're playing a team that can absolutely beat them. I think the Yankees match up great against them. I really do. I think the Red Sox are vulnerable in a couple of spots. I think they're really vulnerable to the Yankees in the bullpen. The Yankees, I'm worried about the Red Sox running game. I'm worried about the Yankee defense. We saw it rear its head again last night. Every ball to third base is an adventure. You know, and the Red Sox are going to use their speed. They're going to use it in a very, very big way. They have wonderful players in Betts and Martinez, and Benintendi loves hitting at Yankee Stadium. I mean, hey, it's Yankees, it's Red Sox, it's, you know, it's star players, it's tradition. Now, and a couple of people mentioned this to me this morning. Oh, you know what? Everyone remembers 04. These players don't know from 04, okay? 04 is a long time ago. 04 for these players is, you might as well be talking about the Civil War or the Revolutionary War, okay? They don't know anything about 04. Nothing. Yes, we remember it. We remember what happened in 03. Aaron obviously does. We remember what happened in 04. I remember in 04 every bit of it. I've gone through it a million times. Being up in Boston for that third game, 19-8, and driving home to do my show on Sunday morning with my wife at 4 in the morning, and hearing the Red Sox fans say, "We will never beat this team, never as long as I live. We just can't do it. We have beards. They're just better. They want it more. They are under control, you know, they got everything going for them, we're a mess with this and that." And then we know what happened in game four, the ninth inning, and then Big Poppy in extra innings, and then the next night when they should have had the lead, the Tony Clark ball that doesn't go for the ground rule double, don't get the run home, blow the lead with Gordon and Mariano again, and then comes the bloody sock, and then comes sitting through that nightmare in Game 7 when it's 8-0 in the second inning, and you have to sit through eight more innings of that stuff, and I did, with Red Sox fans multiplying around me by the number in each inning. With Eddie Coleman sitting next to me with his father's mitt and dog in my other ear bothering me for 8 innings because he finally got to sit there while the Yankees collapsed. After watching them win year after year after year. Yes, I remember it. I do. As Yankee fans, you do. But don't think these players do. They don't. They don't know from 04. This is about their time. It's about their... They'll hear a little bit about tradition, but you know what they care about? They care about winning. Red Sox care about showing they can play in the postseason now. Price cares about showing people he can play now. Sales wants to prove what he can do now. Judge wants to prove what he can do now. They don't care about 04. We do, they don't. They care about now. But it's still Yankees, it's still Red Sox, and it doesn't get any better than that in October. It doesn't get better than that anytime, anywhere, any place. We're ready for some fun. You can't have any better theater than we're going to get starting tomorrow. Now, sad note as I go to the opening break. I've been doing a show over 30 years. As you know, the first 19 with Dog. One of our guests who was on with us so many times I can't count. If I would say Dave Anderson graced this show in the afternoon 100 to 200 times over the years of the show, countless times, at fights, at big events, at Super Bowls, at giant playoff games, at big giant games, you know, he loved boxing. He loved the Giants. He loved Bill Parcells. He loved, you know, he was kind of like, when people in the media would fight, he was like a little above it because he was the Times. And it was like the direct descendant from Red Smith. I mean, he was the Times. It was different. You were the Times. He was a Pulitzer Prize winner. He was a wordsmith, okay? So, but he could be a little cranky. He could give you a little needle. He could be a little tough, which was fun. He was a good storyteller. He told a million great stories on this show. And I bring him up because he passed away today at the age 89. He was a big part of our show on so many occasions. So Dave, I send to Dave and his family and to the Dave and his family our condolences and our prayers. And he had a great career. He was a legendary figure in this town, one of the great sports writers of all time. And, you know, like I said, he was a big part of our program in the afternoon here for 30 years on so many different occasions I couldn't even count. So he was very much part of the program, and for us, a big part of what we did, you know, in all those years. When we go do a big event, Super Bowl, boxing in the early years, whatever, Dave Anderson would be there with us. He would be on with us many times, many big events. So he was a major contributor to our program, and he will be missed. And like I said, if you're young and you don't know the name, look it up. Died today at the age of 89, one of the great sports writers ever, and really a major figure in this town for generations. So we send our condolences and our prayers to the Dave Anderson family. Back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.